bit controversial circuit in today's world, but we'll try to get to the lumbus in halacha. But first, the rest of the time, the controversy, we'll talk about that later, but not for now. So we're going to discuss the circuit of Zimun Benoshim. There are really actually two different circuits that converge together. One is a general question about brachas hamazon for women, but that's not our primary circuit. We're going to touch on that a little bit because it is relevant. But our primary circuit is the issue of Zimun Benoshim. So there are actually two different places in Shas where the sugya appears. One is here in the seventh rank of Brachas, and one is the beginning of Maseches Erechin. You know, the problem is that the Gemara seems to say two very, very different things about this topic, and much of the sugya is going to be how to resolve these two seemingly contradictory Gemaras. So when the Gemara discusses Zimun Benoshim, the Gemara on Daf Mem Hamud Beis is discussing it in the context of the notion of a Zimun Shomer Shos. The Gemara is entertaining the possibility that there exists a thing called a Zimun Shomer Shos. We know on the one hand, Zimun is generally not a rishus, it's not an obligation. On the other hand, the Gemara does entertain the possibility that maybe there exists a concept of a Zimun Shomer Shos, particularly relating to two people, two men sitting in together. So for sure not chayav and lezamin, that's obvious. But maybe there's a Zimun Shomer Shos, maybe not, maybe there's no such an entity. So in the middle of that discussion, we'll just So in the context of Zimun Shel Rishus, the Gemara compares this to the notion of Zimun Benoshim. And the Gemara quotes a braisa and it speaks about women being mezamnos, nashim mezamnos li'atzman, that a group of women eat together to the advantage of Zimun. And the Gemara labels this as a Zimun Shel Rishus. It actually seems to be a very strange equation. The Gemara says that no matter how many women you have, they're never really chayavos b'zimun. The most it can be is a rishus. The Gemara says 100 women in this area equals 2 men. Doesn't mean in other areas. Doesn't mean don't tell your wives or your mothers or your sisters this. But vis-a-vis Hilcha Zimun, so the Gemara makes this equation that 100 women are like 2 men. And if 100 women are like 2 men, so then there is a concept of a Zimun Shel Rishus. So the Gemara pulls back and forth, and kind of the scene kind of ends. So the Chora, if you would just read the Gemara, just focusing on Agamar and the seventh bank of Brachas, you'd walk away with the concept that yes, there's a Zimun for women, but a Zimun Shel Chayvot's not. It can't possibly be an obligation. The most it could possibly be is the notion of Zimun Shel Rishus. That's if you would just read Agamar. The problem is, you can't just read Agamar. You have to look at the Gemara Maseches Erechin and Daf Gimel. But the Gemara Erechin actually also speaks about women benching, but there the Gemara uses a much stronger lashon. The Gemara says, Nashim Chayavos Lazamin. Now, we think we know what the word chayavos means. We think chayavos means, translates to mean obligation. So right then and there, we already have a steering gemara. So already penalty marker down on the sugyas, an outright contradiction. Hagemar brachas daf mem, daf hamabes. So the gemara uses the phrase rishus. The gemara in Erechin speaks about nashim chayavos lazamin. So how do you resolve this question? So there seem to be three different halachim with the rishonim as to how to resolve this question. And it's how we're going to resolve this apparent contradiction that's going to set the stage for the entire playing out of the sugya. So Tosfos already on the spot, already in our sugya, realizes that we have a problem, that it seems to be an outright contradiction. So Tosfos writes that, Tosfos on Daf Mem Hamud Beis, Tosfos writes that how come, generally speaking, women don't bench b'zimun? Tosfos is looking around and seeing that most women are not benching b'zimun, although they do quote that there were some women who did. So Tosfos writes, what's pshat? So Tosfos writes, v'yei shloimar, and the Tosfos shani hosam. So Tosfos writes, v'yei shlomar. It's on the second of the Mamakomos, it's the following side of the Mamakomos. The nashim mezamnos li'atzman, hainu imratzu mezamen mezamnos. Tosfos writes that nobody ever said there's a chiyah for women to bench. There should be a chiyah for women to bench for Zimun together. Any and every mention of Zimun for women is only b'teres rishus. So therefore, the meaning was that women didn't necessarily volunteer to do so. So then Tosfos writes, and how do I know that this is true? Behold, at the end of the second of Mamakomos, that's the second line from the bottom of the second Mamakomos, behold, the Medam le'agamar l'shnayim, mashmed d'chayva leika. Because after all, the Gemara does compare women's benching to two people's benching. And two people's benching clearly is not a chiyuv. There's only shlosha chiyuv in the zameh. So put two together, says the whole discussion of women benching with Zimun is only the Tosfos.
I for Kleistas, I'm cover a jersey and I come chiyav in the zilun, we say in Oshinim. And it says Tosas, there's Rishus Kabbal in the Chayba. So it says Tosas, it must be that that Gemara in Erechin is very, very misleading. It does use the Lashon Chayavos. Chayavos doesn't really mean Chayavos. Chayavos means Rishus. So you already see almost like the pain Tosas is having. You already see like the discomfort level Tosas is having. Now we have two Gemaras. One Gemara speaks about women benching Bitaris Rishus. One Gemara speaks about a Bitaris Chayva. So Tosas says, you have to do away with one of the Gemaras, in effect. You have to revamp, you have to rewrite, you have to almost erase one of the words of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, in Erechim Chayavas is Lav Dafka, but the Emes of Sugya, the Sugya that really matters, the Sugya that really matters is our Gemara, namely Anashim Mezamas of Rishus. So Ad Kan Debriyat Taisus. This is one extreme view in Rishonim, that there never was, never is, never will be any chiyuv for women to bench from Zimun. The only Gemara that really matters is the Gemara Maseches Brachas, and the Gemara Maseches Erechim is Lav Dafka. When one sees a Taisus like this, what's the first thing that has to go through one's mind? You see a Taisus like this that picks one Gemara in Brachas and mocks the Vechim and throws under the rug the other Gemara Maseches Erechim. Inevitably, what?
How come another Gemara he throws on the bus?
They have no choice. Taisus said, what are you going to do? Can't be a steamer Gemara. It must be that Gemara is Lav Dafka. So inevitably, you're going to have other Rishon who are going to say, what?
So
you have other Gemara, other Rishon who for sure are going to take the other approach. It's getting, this is like long, just like reading a Gemara 101. So you're going to have other Rishon who are for sure are going to say, the real emes of Sugya is the Sugya Erechin. And our Gemara almost gets thrown under the bus a little bit. So which of the Rishonim says that? Which of the Rishonim is so convinced beyond trial? That's the Rush. So comes the Rush and says, the third of my request, he said, how in the world can anybody say that that Gemara is out of Chiyuv? It says Chayuv. The Yoy, do me the Kohanim living Yisraelim. The Braisa lumps together and says, everybody's Chayuv. Men and women, Kohanim, Levim, Israel, everybody's Chayav. So you're going to tell me a new story that Kohanim, Levim, Israel is also Rishus. That's ridiculous, says the Rosh. So Al Korchach, it must be, said the Rosh, B'li Shum Sofek, it must be that when the Gemara in Erechim says Chayavos, it means literally Chayav and Chayavos, women are absolutely obligated. And then the Rosh goes even further. Says not only will I bring you a raya from a Lashon HaGemara, I'll bring you a raya conceptually. I'll bring you a raya from Lomus. What's the raya? The Kaman and Nashim Yeshua Zemos. We know women are obligated to bench. It's not a Shiloh women are obligated to bench. How do you know that? What's the source? It's a Mishnah. The Chavam Nal Nashim Yeshua Zamei. Only the raya over the Rabbanah. We're not 100% sure whether a woman's chiyuv is the raya in the Rabbanah. Talk about that in a moment. What a church should not be. But the fact that they're chayavos. So the case saying that women shouldn't be obligated in zimun. If they're obligated to bench, why in the world should not be obligated in the zimun? So if we could really break down the Rosh's rayas into two categories. There are two distinct types of rayas the Rosh is bringing. One is what we call a textual raya, and one is what we call a, has been in my share before? A logical, conceptual, those are my share. No, those are the two labels that we use. There's textual rayas and there are conceptual rayas. So the textual raya is from the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara in Erechim, you can take a date tomorrow, but at the end of the day, the Gemara uses the Lashon Chiyuv. That's a textual raya. A conceptual raya is that in terms of lumdis, why should they not be obligated? After all, if they're obligated to bench, either their eyes and their bun, you make up your mind, but they're obligated to bench, so in the stomach, they should be obligated in Zibun as well. Those are the two convincing rayas in the Rosh. So, what's Pshat and Agamon? But Agamon, he says, Rishus. Obviously, the Rosh has to do something with Agamar. What does he do? What do you think? Any ideas?
It's the women.
So, if you look carefully at Agamar, Agamar was discussing whether there's a concept of a Zimun Shel Rishus, and the Gemara said, aha, women bench b'mizumun. So it must be, there's a concept of Zimun Shel Rishus. To which, what did the Gemara doche? What did the Gemara say? Shiny Hassam, what? Yes. The Gemara says, no. 100 women are better than 2 men. The Gemara and the Hava mean the thought that 100 women are the same as men. If there's Rishus here, there's Rishus there. And then the Gemara says, no, 100 women are better because there are multiple people. There are multiple of people together.
together, that's better than halachically two men. Once the Gemara comes to that realization that 100 women are better than two men, what may also change, Rabbi Yisrael? Not only did the equation of 100 to 2 change, but maybe the level of chiyuv changes. Namely, you're right, says the Rosh, the havamim of the Gemara was that women's men should receive women of Yerushalayim. What's the Kamash Malon? What's the conclusion? The havamim is wrong. The question is that women of Mamash Chayavos can bench Yerushalayim. So when all said and done, the Rosh is willing to throw which Gemara under the bus, as somebody said to other women before. Which Gemara? Our Gemara, but it's not so we have to throw it under the bus. Why? Because it was only what? There's only having it anyway. The Maskara is the Gemara, there's no Gemara to throw under the bus. So when all said and done, the Rosh rejected our Gemara, but it's not so bad to reject our Gemara, because our Gemara may reject our Gemara. So textually, the Rosh is much stronger than Tosis. Textually, the Rosh doesn't have to reject any Gemara. All he has to do is reject the half of the Gemara. So when all the dust settles, some Gemara's got to go. Something's got to go out the window. There's no question about it. Because the simple reading of both Gemaras cannot jive together. Our Gemara says that it's only the Teres Rishos. The Gemara in Erechim uses the Lashon Chayavim. So Tosis was willing to kind of fudge over the Gemara and say Chayavim doesn't really mean Chayavim. Leave me alone, don't bother with Chayavim. And Tosis said, our Gemara is the Gemara that carries the day. And the Rosh turns around and says, no, that the Gemara in Erechim carries the day. It's a Lashon Chayavim, and it's supported by conceptually by why Mehecha Tosis. Why should women not be obligated to bench from Zimun? And Agamar, anywhere was only a Havamim. Is there any third approach? You see these two Gedali HaRishayim. You see Tosis' textual approach to the Sugya, taking Agamar at the expense of Erechim. You see the Rosh took the one Erechim at the expense of Agamar. What would be a third possible way to approach these two Sugyas?
Take both.
We want everyone to be happy. Who wants to be happy? How do you get really happy? It's an outright contradiction. What's the answer?
That it's Rishus when they're on their own, but it's a fear when they're on their own.
Oh, so comes the Shulchan Aruch and makes reference to the view of the Sma'at. The Sma'at of the Baliyat Tosfos, who the Sma'at is quoted by Lach Shulchan Aruch, says they're both right, and there's no stira. The Gemara in Brachas that talks about women benching Rishus, that means when it's only women benching. The Gemara in Erechim it says Nashim Mezavnos Chiyuv. That means if and when there are three men, so there's a Chayva Zimun that takes effect, that kicks in. Once there's a Chayva Zimun that kicks in, Memela women have to participate. Woman has no right to say, well, the three men and my husband and two sons, they're benching Mezimun, and I'm going to go work in the kitchen. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to go take a nap on a bench later by myself. No, a woman has no right to do that, because once there's a chayva zimun that's chal, the male includes women as well. That's the answer, says the Smag. And when all the dust settles, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens halacha. So we don't have to throw out the Gemara and Erechim. We don't have to reject the Gemara, Tzav, Zimun, Sefer, Brachos. Everybody is right, both Gemaras are true, and we have to add that small little factor into the equation.
When the Rosh says benching meat with your Rabbanan, what's the case?
Okay, we're going to turn this in. Okay. So up until now, we've been talking about what we call the logistics, the nitty-gritty, just figuring out textually what the Gemara did say or didn't say. Is this two Gemara, not two Gemara? But now we want this to open up a little bit in terms of lumbus, and we want to ask ourselves, well, what should the din be? What do we think the din should be? Forget about what the Gemara says for a second. What do we think the din should be? If I could stop you now and ask you, Rabbi, what do you think? Are women supposed to be benching the zimun or not? What would you say? What would your initial reaction be? Assuming you never looked rough, never looked arrogant, never looked anything. How would you even contemplate answering that question? I've already asked you. What do you think?
I mean, with past experience, no.
Forget it. You've never seen anything. You just landed from the moon. You don't know anything. And I would say to you, okay, tell me. Let's hear it. What do you think? Women obligated to bench the zimun or not? So well, what do you mean by why? So what do you mean, why not? I want to formulate properly agree with that. What's your starting point of this? Where's your, had a boy, Mashir, who had coined a phrase called baseline. Okay? And he said it once in Shir, and it became the lingo of Mashir for the last 3 years. It's called the baseline. The baseline is, what's your starting point? What's your starting point? What do you think? A woman comes and says, Rabbi, do I have to bench or not have to bench? So I'm scratching my head, I never looked wrong, I never looked there, I never looked at anything. What would I say? So the first question you have to ask is, well, what's your general take on women doing mitzvahs? Are women, we can't answer this question in a vacuum. We can't just say, well, are women obligated to bench? Well, are women obligated to a lot of things. The women have to hear kiddush. The women have to bench with them, put in tefillin, put away tzitzis, do they have to sit in the sukkah? What is our take towards mitzvahs about women? So the answer is what we all know already. It's a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. What does the Mishnah Kiddushin say?
It says that women are chayav mitzvahs
to shabbat. So the Mishnah tells us that it depends. Mitzvahs asei shazman grama, women are exempt from. Positive time about mitzvahs women are exempt from. Mitzvahs asei she'ein hazman grama, nashim chayavos. That's the general rule. Now, I know there may be an exception, a quirk to that rule here and there, but as a general rule, that's the rule. Mitzvah says she has man gromum duras, otherwise chayavas, and learned that from Sukkim, so then they're rice. Yeah.
Aren't people who die from Rashi, the Lashon Rashi, and the Mishnah is Dalach HaGorim, is man, which means in the case where the time causes the action, now when the action causes the time. So this. Some
here there's no time altogether. Okay.
Right, that's what I'm saying, the action causes the time. Okay. So it's not a case of Zman
Gromum. Okay, so let's say again, I just want to get the rules here. We get the baseline first. Okay. So we have two baseline rules, Zman Gromum versus not Zman Gromum. So now let's plug the issue of Zimun into that equation. And the MS is, why begin the discussion with Zimun? Why don't you talk about the much more basic discussion, namely Birchas HaMozim per se, which the Rosh already began to discuss. So the Mishnah says Beferish, Nashim Chayavos Birchas HaMozim, what's the Shaila? What's there to discuss? So there's no question under the sun that Birchas HaMozim is a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. There is absolutely no connection, no correlation, living or dead, between time and Birchas HaMozon. And therefore, there's no shaila that women should be obligated in Birchas HaMozon. Based on the regular rules, women should be obligated in Birchas HaMozon. If they're obligated in Birchas HaMozon, so then what should the answer to that question be? Then they should be obligated in Zimun. Just as an aside, why do you think it's so partial that Birchas HaMozon is not Zman Grama? I want you to come up with a funny reason why you think Birchas HaMozon should be
Zman Grama. The action causes the time.
What?
The action causes the time.
Wait. What time? Where's the time? I don't know any time.
The time is right now. It's right now. You have to bench.
Right now, I have to.
You ate. You have to bench.
So what do you mean by that? Well, I want to hear this Zman Grama. You're getting on something.
So you eat, right?
I'm setting you up for a failure. I want to hear. It's a setup.
So you eat,
it's a
sting, right?
Operation. I want to hear.
You eat. So what's going on? After you finish eating, then you have to bend. So the action.
Where's this Zman Grama? I don't see any time. I'm looking for a calendar. I'm looking for a clock. I don't see either.
72 minutes.
I knew someone was going to say that. And if no one would have said it, I would have made you say it. I made you fall and say it. Right? Okay. So I say you up for the following. What do you mean? You only have 72 minutes to bend. That's what you want to say, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to give me a long share and say, no, it's not the Zman Grama, it's the Maisa Grama. You're going to razzle-dazzle lumbus. But I'm still in the pre-razzle-dazzle lumbus. So I want to know, that's another term, but at the end of the summer, you know nothing, but you learn. Gavas Chetzes, the Kolodin Pronti, razzle-dazzle, baseline. And we got a couple of good jokes out of the Shia, so you may remember me one day. Okay. Rabbi said, Well, let's hear it. Who thinks that's a good kasha? Who thinks that's a good kasha? There's some other kasha, Zman Grama, you only have 72 minutes to eat. Who thinks that's a great kasha? Who thinks it's a half-made kasha? Who thinks it's a kasha? I know you're not here with them because you asked it. It's not your fault you asked the kasha because I made you ask it. Okay, so I'm going to make me go and ask it. Who thinks it's a kasha somebody in fifth grade would ask? And no one should be insulted, okay? Okay, all right? When I was in fifth grade, I didn't ask this kasha. But somebody else did ask the kasha. Now, I already mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned which school I went to for elementary school. Did I mention it yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to SEO. Okay. All right. So, not SEO High School. SEO High School didn't exist for Shaito. It was way before your mother was an SAR. But I was an SAR through eighth grade. So when I was in fifth grade in SAR, we started learning Mishnayos. Now, Mishnayos was taught in a co-ed setting. So there was a girl in the class. And we learned the Mishnah in Brachas about women being obligated to benching. And she raised her hand and she asked the following question. She said, Mora, whatever he was, Mora, she was, Rebbe, Rav, I don't know what it was. He said, Ani lo mevina, everything in SES, if it be written, Ani lo mevina, Brikat HaMazon, he mitzvah tasei shazman grama. It's a mitzvah tasei shazman grama. Why is it mitzvah tasei shazman grama? And is this going to anybody's takes or no? It's only mitzvah shezman grama. Why is mitzvah shezman grama? Because you can only bench for 72 minutes. That was the kasha. No. I wouldn't lose any sleep over that kasha. That's not a joke of a kasha, right? It's a joke of a kasha. It's a grama. The reality is, if you're not full anymore, how can you bench? It's not with Zman Groma. The Metzias and Devarim is that if it's after 72 minutes, so whatever the Shia is, whether that's the rights of the Shia or not, so it's not Saveh anymore, it's not relating to the food anymore. You're already in the Sakhla Mazar, the food is already gone, whatever that means. So then you can't bench. It's not a Zman Groma. It's not like I can only blow Shofar or Shishon. I can only shake a little on Sukkot. It's not to do with Zman Groma.
You can only, there is no sort of drummers, you can only bench when you eat, and there's no food to eat.
I can eat any time. I can eat whenever I want.
I can eat whenever I want, but I only have to bench after I eat.
No, but that's not chosmah. That's still not chosmah. That's too long. That's not chosmah. So bottom line, the end of the day is the Mishnah's befavorish, women have to bench, no shayla about it, it's not a Zman Groma. So what are we wasting our time talking about when the women are looking in Zibun? We're draining a cup with the Taisus here and the Taisus there and the Rosh here and the back and forth, the Chagadia. So bottom line is, no shayla chayyav is to bench. The chayyav is like the Rosh said. The chayyav is to bench, not Zman Groma, no fifth grade girl kasha, it's not a kasha, it's a cloth. It means you have to eat, but it's not Zman Groma to bench. I could bench 24-7, 365 days my entire life. So that's not the definition goes by women. So just as an aside, wait a second. I built up this unbelievable case that it's obvious that women have to bench. So why doesn't the Madrasa come from Brachas of Chafa Mebeis? Maybe women's chiyuv is their ice, maybe it's their abonim. Why is it not their ice? If it's not Zman Groma, why is it not their ice? So it's clear for the Gemara, that the factor that is possibly attributing to a woman's obligation to bench to maybe be their abonim has nothing to do with Zman Groma. That's not the start. That problem is ridiculous. Nobody would ever say such a thing. So why possibly is a woman's chiyuv not the araisa? There must be some quirk. Must be some tangential reason. And we don't know yet what that tangential reason is. They don't have any ideas. It's not really a sugi, but it's important for us to know. Anyone know what that may be?
Is it possible that uveirafta doesn't necessarily mean the words that we have in benching? And it just sort of, it could be any few words.
Well, that is true that the text of benching is with the Rabbana, but you have to bench with the rice and the text is the Rabbana. So how does that help? So what, the bottom line is women should have to bench. So women have to bench either their rice or the Rabbana. So we fulfill the mitzvah of the rice and benching to the text that we use, Moshavendi or Shogunun, text, whatever it is. So why should the women have a sad to say the Ken's item of the Rabbana?
Since you already just said about the part of benching is the rice, that those are the parts that include
So you already told us it's really finished. I don't want to get told this yet, but we get to accept. Anyone have any ideas? What's a good spur to say that maybe women's chiv is unavailable about it?
Because we have thought is that we are tired of
the Russian Zohar. The problem is that Kol Tarko is the Russian Zohar. Tarko is always the Russian Zohar. So anyone have any ideas? What tangential reason, what technical reason, what disrupting and different symbols of may be responsible for the fact that women's chiv is always there about it? Because they don't know what Aretz HaToyva, because they didn't get a chalak in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so frek Rashi Kasha, frek Tazi Kasha, Bina Slocha, right? Anyone listening to Lady last week? Hopefully
not
everybody.
Not because of them.
So the answer is, says Taisus, it wasn't their own chalak, it was the chalak of Slocha. So we can breathe a sigh of relief, okay? It's not bad. No, what's another good Kasha against Rashi? Anyone have any ideas? According to Rashi, that Bichz and Mosul depends upon Atilas Chilik Boretz. So I know you're going to ask this Kasha. You're going to ask this Kasha, you're in a Gebedov. You know why? Why are you in a Gebedov? Are you a lady?
Okay. Oh, Levim don't have an Azul also.
Or Kohan, any Kohan and Levim around here? I got a Gebalaka clue for you guys. You're off the bench. Then I'll tell you, off the bench. Maybe you're off the bench. Anyway, I'm going to not for Savata these days, but maybe you don't have to bench for their Isa. The same way women may not have to bench their Isa. Anyone know the difference? So Taisa says, no, that's ridiculous, Taisa says. That Kohan Levim, sorry guys, you have to bench their Isa. You know why? You did get a share in Eretz Yisrael. What'd you get? This week's Pasha coming up. Why is that? Truma.
Armika.
The Ari Levim. 48 Ari Levim.
Hashem.
Hashem, and Nichol Chabrach Alosta. That's not the Eretz Yisrael. It's not an Eretz Adoyva. That's Hashem Lekecha. So it's not an Eretz
Adoyva.
48 cities, good. So Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief that even on the outside chance that Wigan Tzchiv and Benjik is Derabbanan, we're not even know it's true, the brother's not even sure about that, but even on the side that Wigan Tzchiv is Derabbanan, the Benjik, quite will believe himself the Benjik to rise. Okay, we're good to go. Alright? Because they got to have a little bit of a just as a sign, and again, hopefully we can come back to this in weeks to come. Maybe a whole other reason why women don't have to bench their rice, that's because they're not included in Bris V'Torah. So stay tuned for later on, 6, 7 sigils down the line, okay? Hang in there, guys. So Rabbi Sai, we're getting back to that story. Remember we said our main sugi is Nashim B'Zimun, but we kind of got a little bit sidetracked, rightfully so. I led the sidetrack, if that's okay. I wanted to discuss Chi of women in Bichas HaMazon, and we came to the realization that women are obligated to bench. Could be their Raisa, maybe possibly the Rabbanan, but at the end of the day, the Chayav is the bench. There's no shaila about that. The Chayav is the bench. So the Chora, the Rush's conceptual question is a compelling question. So the Rush says, like Mehechatesis, up to the Rush, gotta read the Rush everywhere in the Rush. Came in the Rush, Chayav is the Zamaz, and the Rice, and the Rabbanan. Why is Chayav is even Kuban Rush? Like Mehechatesis, it should be so. So all the diukim from Masugyas, all the tesim, and all the putting gemaras under the bus with it tomorrow, the kasha of the rush is the most glaring conceptual kasha. So the chora, what you have to do is look for some quirk, some very unique, almost tangential reason that women are not chayavos in zimun. You have to dig up some reason somewhere, not something out of the box. It's not Zman Brahma, that's ridiculous. It's not going to be any fundamental clonious thing you say. It's going to be some technical, tangential, almost a quirk of a reason that's going to get women out of benching the thirsty. The problem is we don't know what that quirk is. We don't know what that reason is. So the Rishonim don't give it. The Mar Zichit doesn't give it. The Rishonim don't give it. You have to look at the days of Nisroel, the days of the Shabur already. Mishnebura already raised this question. Rabbi already raised this question. What is that quirk of the reason?
They're not experts in benching.
Okay, so Mishnebura comes up with two ideas. Each one requires a discussion. So comes to Mishnebura and says, and the fifth of the Rambam comes, Rishos. Yesh Leimer Hata. He's guessing a reason. Deloi Rotsu Chachomim Hata Aleim Chiyabich Sazimun Kshemif and Atzmon. Says the Mishnebura, it's unlikely they're going to know how to bench. Unlikely.
Controversy.
Says the Mishnebura, we're guessing, again, Mishnebura's going into, we're looking back in history, some point in history when they instituted, in a sense, Birchas HaZimun. So the stama, the way these Rishonim are reading, the Rosh would say, but the way Tosafot Asuk is reading, that linked in the original Tatkhon of Birchas HaZimun was to exclude women, because it just wasn't practical. Kohayim the Kios, and therefore, it's not shayach to institute a mitzvah like that. Moshul Vodim Adar, the Shabu does give this book, they go Moshul. Yeah, doing the first of another very controversial topic. None of these things should be controversial, they're all obvious, but unfortunately today's world is controversial. Gemara tells us that women have to read the Megillah. Pesach Gemara says women have to read the Megillah. Nevertheless, to be shared with call for the Baal Halach is good in the Torah. Women have to read the Megillah. They don't really have to read the Megillah. They really have to what?
They
really have to hear it. Men have to read about the Megillah. Women have to hear the Megillah. The woman has to come to show the other girl. She came up, she's got to hear the girl, no question about it. But she's technically chayeves, and she has a girl, not a kumikra Megillah. That's why there are more rights, according to that, if a woman, whatever, let's say you're reading a Megillah for a woman. I already heard the Megillah. I'm reading for somebody later in the day, for a woman. So the Bahag says the bracha should be l'shmoy Megillah, not a kumikra Megillah. So she's taking the Ramah. And therefore, the Bahá'í makes the following observation. Since women are obligated not quite to read the Megillah, but rather to hear the Megillah, their obligation is not in sync with whose obligation?
Men's
with men. And therefore, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, I can only be mowed to you if I'm chayav to the same degree that you are.
It comes up in the Brachos in the third peg, I have cut.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to talk about that a lot. We have a lot to talk about that as we see as the sugya's development. So comes the Taisus in the Megillah, the Abdallah quotes in the Bahá'í, that a woman can't read the Megillah for a man. And that's how we follow the halacha, that a woman cannot be made to a man who creates a Megillah. Why? Because it is supposed to work. She's chayavah, and she is chayavah, he's chayavah in Korea.
Is there also just wouldn't be proper for the tzibur?
So there may be other reasons that others shouldn't give other reasons why, but this is one reason that appears in Taisus. So here's your funny kasha. You're sitting around in Shushan Habira, and trying to figure out, we're going to formulate the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, right? So the Gemara says in Megillah that Mordechai and Esther are sitting around trying to figure out, do Kriyas and Megillah. They sent a message to the Anshei Knesset and Gedolim, the Beis and Agadol. You have to confirm it, you have to ratify this din. So we say at the end of Megillah, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, Hayom Eil Nisgor v'nasim, right? They made a kavel upon themselves, they made a takonas al-chamim, called Kriyas and Megillah. So they're sitting around in the Lishkas Agazas, or wherever the Beis HaGadol was functioning at that time. They're sitting around Beis HaGadol and trying to put the final touches in this takana of Kriyas and Megillah. And they come up with a two-pronged takana. Men have to read the Megillah, and women only have to hear the Megillah. If I would have gotten that message, I would have thought, why? Like Mehicha Tetzin. Why would they miss out in such a mundane takana? If, it's from the Manushim. Should women have to read the Megillah or not? Should women be obligated in the Megillah? What do you think? What's the baseline, yeah. Everybody say?
Yeah.
What's the baseline? No. More. It's not the baseline. What's the baseline? It should be Pturos. That's the baseline. What's the Chiddush? Oh, Avin Rios Venez. Avin Rios Venez trumps the din of Mitzvah as Mangra, right? So state in Gemara Megillah Davdalin, women have to participate in Kriyas and Megillah. Avin Rios Venez. So if you really truly believe there's a cloud of Avin Rios Venez, so why is it a mechayev woman to read the Megillah? How come Chazal formulated such a mundish takana, such a strange takana? The misakin you have to hear, or you don't have to read. I don't understand the bechol. What's pshat? What was bothering Chazal? Why didn't they just in Karaskva? If you're already making women like men for Kriyas and Megillah, Avin was nice. Make it legam, right? Make women be chayev in Kriya. What's pshat? What is it? So the chayra, what was bothering Chazal was you're doing misakin. The woman should read the Megillah. It's a joke. Most of them didn't know how to read, didn't know how to read the Megillah for sure enough. When it comes to a man, the takon is Kriyas Megillah. Now the truth is, if you happen not to know how to read the Megillah, no problem, you can be Yotze Shemek HaYim, it's true. But at least we can make with a straight face that takon is called Kriyas Megillah. You can make a Mikri Megillah for women, that Gezerish Enet Tzibichom La, they can't do it. It's not Shaykh, most of them didn't know how to read the Megillah. So therefore Chazal had to formulate the takon.
Nowadays, if they can.
Now there's going to be, but we're not, you know, next time we get the base of the Gemara together and we make the new takana, we'll change the rules, all right? But right now we're still stuck what happened 2500 years, okay? So we are still following, we're still as if we live in Shushan, okay? We're still back in Shushan. One of the people lives in Tina, so his mother comes from Shushan. I grew up in Shushan every year, back in the days of Esther, okay? So we are still fulfilling the old mitzvah of the Kriyas and Megillah. So for men, the takon is Kriya. For women, the takon is Shemir. And Mistama, I'll be Pashtas. That's the reason why they formulated such a straight, otherwise strange takon. So that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, like Rabbi Bichas and Moses, that we would love women to bench for Zimun. It has all the makings of women bench for Zimun. It's not as man grandma, women have to bench, either the Raisa or the Rabbana, but lay's brain, what are you going to do? We have no choice, and therefore, we had to be Misakein in this way, because never after women didn't know how to bench for Zimun. What do you see from this reason, by the way? What do you see from this reason? Listen to the wording I just said. Nebuch, we have no choice. Lays Breira, so therefore we have to be misakein. Women up to us from Zimun.
So if you talk to us about it,
it's
you, then...
No. You're ready to change. I don't want to change. I just want to be medayek something from this mindset of the Mishnah Berurah. We, emphasis, capital W, we have to be misakein that women don't have to bench for Zimun because it's just not practical.
What is it?
Well, it's clear that Zimun is only Midrabbanan. If Zimun would have been the Araisa, what kind of ridiculous svar is that? Who are we? You're Ben Shalom's talking, not we. Tell the women, they better learn how to bench for Zimun. So he says, saying, yeah, Zemun for Dog. You see from here that Zemun cannot be deraisa. Zemun's got to be only derabbanan. If Zemun would have been deraisa, this wouldn't have made any sense. Unless you want to fall back and say, Zemun's deraisa, but maybe the chiyuv of what? A birchas hamazon for women is only derabbanan, right? Like that one side of the brachas. I don't know whether we want to say that. I don't know. We don't want to commit ourselves to that. It's a shy on the Gemara. So the Pashas HaDvarim is, all these court reasons, these tangential reasons, all the reasons we only had one so far, all the tangential reasons are all pointing in the same direction that women's, I'm sorry, that the Chiyuv Zimun in the first place is only the Gemara. Okay, that's the Pashas HaDvarim. So far, so can we go with another court reason, another tangential reason? So Mishnah Berurah gives you number two. Okay, Mishnah Berurah is not another suffice. One, he gives you number two. And the second one he quotes in the Shara Tzion. That's in the notes in the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. The Efshar. Another possible reason. Why is it that Chazal, when they formulated the mitzvah derabanan of Zimun, which the Mishnah Berurah happens to be only derabanan, why is it that they exempted women according to Tosfos? Again, the Rosh would have left Shia already, because the Rosh said this is all, we're wasting our time. So according to the Rosh, women are chayavas in Zimun, so the Rosh would have already pulled out and went to lunch. All right, but we are still learning Shidas at Tosfos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shara Tzion, number 60, Efshar Oy, Mishum b'lechadchila mitzvah min ha-muvchar b'shloy shal avarech al ha-kos. Mamish out of nowhere, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're benching the Zimun, you're supposed to bench al ha-kos. Uchadiyah b'simen kupe b'ez, b'atagot, fair sharamah. Uve'isha g'nai ha-dovar. It's a pasnisht that Chazal are going to make a takona that the women should get together and they should all have a cup of wine and bench the Zimun. Women's, they had enough of the men are drinking, the men should have been drinking either, a little bit of kosher, yeah, a little bit, that's so terrible. But the women to get together and have a cup of wine with the men, that doesn't look, that's the sneeze thing, it's g'nai hadavar. And therefore, since Chazal want you to be benched the Zimun ala kos, therefore it's not shaykh the institute for women to bench Zimun. At kan Mishnah Berurah. So you got an efshir out of the Mishnah Berurah. Kenzai could be that's the reason. Again, this is obviously also assuming that Birchas Zimun is only one. Clearly, Derabah. This is not quite as far as right? There's only as far as Derabah. It's a possibility of the Mishnah Berurah.
Why isn't it that, are you saying it's a little bit more of like a, I think it's probably the rest of it. So why the Dom Kosos Esav also, because there's not sense?
Yeah, it means it's a very, very difficult Mishnah Berurah. L'mayis t'chazal women sacha dal kosos from women, you're right. Women achayav sa dal kosos. I would say it's worse to drink four cups of wine than to drink one cup of wine. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very, very hard svara to understand this Mishnah Berurah. Very difficult.
Why, it sounds like we're making a very big connection between the kos and the zimun.
Oh, okay, we're going to question that in a second. So you're setting up for what my second time in the sense against Mishnah Berurah. My question, against the Hilchot Chaim. When you read this Mishnah Berurah, you read the Shad Tzion, you walk away with the impression that Zimun and Kos go hand in hand. Is that true? So the Gemara has a deep machlokes at the Noyim, at the Brach, at the Pesachim, where the Birchas Hamazon to Una Kos now. We know that there are certain mitzvahs that are fundamentally mitzvah Shevet Dibur, and Chazal instituted to do those mitzvah Shevet Dibur ala Kosh al Yayin. Give me two good examples. The mitzvah is fundamentally mitzvah Shevet Dibur, but as an added chashivas, the significance, they hyped it up and said, do it on this. Abdullah, what else? Kirish, Kishma Bell, right? Zidaraisa, according to most Rishonim, Zohar Sim Shabbos, Kacha means Zahir of the Torah. They just have to just mention the conditions of Shabbos. But the Rabbanan, they think the Wallah, they used to give it more significance. And the same is true with Rabbanan. Just the conditions of Shabbos.
He's saying
the following Shabbos. It was 8 minutes before Shabbos. And somebody realized they forgot to make Abdullah cancel their shots. They wanted to know what did they do now. It was yesterday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. What did I say to them? They said, you have 8 minutes to make Abdullah because I said, because you want to send yourself to the end you make Abdullah until the end of Tuesday. Because the first half of the week is still considered to be part of the previous shots. So they said, they have 8 minutes to go. So they said, but they don't know, they're going to go run, they're going to find a couple of waivers, they're not sure they're going to find one yet. Find one before Shia, but the other Shia's been in seven brothers, say, you don't make a dollar. Okay? I said, say, Baruch Mahabdul, since we're doing this, you know, then say, Baruch Mahabdul. They have 10 in Mahabdul. Okay, fine. So there's a difference in Rabbanan that You have to be ma'avdil ala kos, you have to be kiddush ala kos, etc. There are other mitzvahs of shibbut dibur that we don't do ala kos. Let's say, mashal, kriyas ha-megillah, a new chumra. Some people do that. They read the Megillah, then they drink the one. They shouldn't be doing that. So other mitzvahs of dibur. Let's say, give me another mitzvah of dibur. Halal. Halal kos, except for Pesach kos, halal kos. So some mitzvahs of shibbut dibur require kos, others don't. What about birchas ha-mazon? Is Birchas HaMazon one of those mitzvahs of Dibur, one of those brachas that was in Tudel al Kaisa? Nah, so the Gemara quotes an Achlakis. So there's one day in the Gemara that says, yes, and it's Likuva, and you're not allowed to bench without a Kais. The same way you can't make Kiddush without a Kais, you can't make Abdullah without a Kais. So even though Midar Aisi, you don't need a Kais for any of these things, but the Rabban, in the same way they are Misaki, Kiddush al Kais, Abdullah Kais, Birchas HaMazon to Una Kais. So there's one day in the Gemara that says, Birchas HaMazon to Una Kais, must bench with a Kais, Chayt Velo Yahweh. You're not allowed to bench without a Kais. There's a fascinating kasha that Tyson asked to Masechet Brachos. There's a machlokes at Tanoim. What kinds of foods require Birchas HaMazon? We paskin only bread requires Birchas HaMazon, and Shivas Aminim only requires Ma'alamikim of Ein Shalosh. Gamliel disagrees. Gamliel says any food of Shivas Aminim requires Mamash Birchas HaMazon. So according to Gamliel, if you have, you sit down and have a couple of dates, you have to bench. If you sit down and you have some olives, you have to bench. What else? If you have a cup of wine, what do you have to do?
Oh, yeah.
According to Rabbi Gamliel?
No.
Have to bench. But Rabbi Gamliel, if you sit down and have a cup of grape juice, you have to bench. Who sees the beginning of the kasha? Place he says, if you hold that Rabbi Gamliel, and if you hold that Rabbi Gamliel to an akos, so listen to this. Say, guy, he starts his life. He turns by mitzvah. It's the perpetual benching machine. He starts by mitzvah. And he has his first meal. Celebrates the mitzvah, and they ask him to bench. Great. So, kais. Takes some great friendship. When he finishes drinking the kosher mitzvah mazon, he drank revias. Now, what does he have to do? Well, he's got to bench again. Ala kais. So, he will spend his entire life from the mitzvah with nothing else but benching ala kais. So, Tyson says there's got to be something that gives this. Doesn't that show what gives? Something's got to give this power. Kid, look at that. So, something I'm saying is a mazon doing a kais. And other Tanakh say, no, it's not true, it's about the Hebrew Tunakais. So Tosfos points out in Masechet Pesachim that the machlokes where the Tunakais and Tunakais applies bein biyachid, bein bimizum. If you hold the Bechzamah Tunakais, you have to bench even biyachidus, alakais. There's no difference whatsoever. And if you hold the Bechzamah Zayin Tunakais, then you don't have to bench even bimizum. There's no difference, no chiluk whatsoever between the two. So what's the mission of the problem? Shavuot gesagt, Chazal didn't want to institute Zimun for women. Why? Because they were concerned. We don't want the women to bench like that. We don't understand what that means. They say Dalakais, Dalakais. They make Kiddush Dalakais, according to most Shalom, Mechav Dalakais. We don't understand the Heilige Mishnebura. As I said, the Mishnebura vafal vatayil the Heilige Heilige Chavtzcha. So Mishnebura says, we don't want women to bench Dalakais, so therefore we'll throw out the whole Zimun. I don't understand. You're benching Dalakais, so you're not benching Dalakais, whether you bench with Zimun or not. How does Zimun affect benching ala kais? So obviously the Mishnebura is not going big for this test. Mishnebura is assuming in this line, this comment, that this ha'ara of it, this observation of it, is that there is a very real connection between the two. And therefore, we dafka don't want women to bench for Zimun, because we don't want them to bench for kais. What's the source for this Mishnebura? What's the source for this chil?
It's
machlokes, but it's not in Tosfos. It's not in Tosfos. It's, believe it or not, it's a Zohar. Zohar. Anyone here over 40? Okay, good. I'm over 40, but still that one. So people ask me, sometimes my kids like this, I've been Zohar already, I've been Zohar already. So I said, I learn Zohar 4 times a week. I say, Brich Shmei. I say, Brich Shmei. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Shabbos. I extended my Zohar. All right? And now this new Zohar, 5 times a week. So Zohar stated in the Zohar that when you bench, presume you got a bench lakos. You bench, you chid yourself to bench lakos. That's not like conventional wisdom. That's not the way we usually follow. That's not what Tosfos writes. It's not what it seems from the Gemara. So this Mishnebura is a very, very difficult Mishnebura. It's a Pelatik Mishnebura. That's what he writes. So the Mishnebura gave us 2 reasons, 2 distinct reasons, which you see the Mishnebura is working hard. He's not struggling to try to find Mehechet Tesei that women don't have to dot Mechuyah for the bench for Zimun. What the Mishnebura is basically addressing is whose kasha is he going to take head on? The Russia's kasha, the Russia's conceptual kasha, the Mishnebura is attacking, and the Mishnebura throws his hands up and says, you're right. Efshadas, Efshayenim, another reason, this reason, yet,
All the reasons are difficult reasons. And all the reasons are assuming, as the Mishnah Berurah himself writes in Ma'amakam number 7, Sharatzim, because Zimun Rav place committed the Rabbanan. If you hold Zimun's deraisa, then this whole discussion, the Mamash doesn't make any sense. It's a very, very difficult problem to deal with because we're trying to address the Russia's conceptual question. What are you going to do? Azoy state in Taisus. Taisus gives up. The Minig Yisrael was, Taisus writes, the Feirish, that the Chayn Nogalan, Mil No Nogalan came. That the Oilim is not. The Rebbetzins of Rabbi Netam and the Rishbam and the Reed, the Heiliger Rebbetzins of Ali Taisus were not benching Mizimun. So they weren't benching Mizimun. We have to explain why. So we should be struggling to try to find this reason. So I call upon him, what do we have, Rabbi Yisrael? So we have three logic, we have three possibilities how to be Miyashim to Gemaras. One is to say that women are never really chayavos. Gemara Brach says the emes of Gemara, and the Gemara Neirachim didn't really mean what it said. Or the Rosh, the Gemara Neirachim was the emes of Gemara, the Gemara Brach was the Havamina. Or the Smag and the Shulchan Aruch, that we can resolve both. There's a difference between whether the benching with a group of men or not. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to come back to that idea of the Shulchan Aruch, where we follow the Smag, that there is a difference between whether the men are benching and the women are kind of just tagging along, or whether the women are obligating their own. The Mishnah Berurah is going to try to fit that into some of the reasons that I just mentioned. Hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We'll try to finish up the end of this point in the Mishnah Berurah and then move on a little bit and see how this plays out for us in terms of the entire play. Tomorrow morning, what we usually do on usually on Thursday mornings, so we have the special schlusser of a groom, gives a little bit of different schism. So instead of me giving, so whatever morning Seder, whatever morning Shia starts tomorrow, whatever time it is, 9, whatever time it is, so everyone should please be here on time. Rabbi Bloom will give a little bit of chizuk, and then we'll have regular Seder, and then regular Shia with Shem and Kala.